7:37 on Connect FM. It is your morning connection for a Monday, a very cold Monday, but a great Monday to start up something new here on your morning connection. And that's a little bit of time spent with the new mayor of the city of Dubois. That's Barry Abbott. And Barry has joined us this morning. Hey, Barry, good morning.
Good morning. On a frigid morning, you are correct.
It's great to have you here. I'm glad that you were able to make it in. If anybody can get their vehicle started, it was questionable for me as I was starting it up about 3:30 this morning.
It was interesting. My poor diesel truck didn't want to start, but she fired up.
And we're happy for that so that we can start. Well, we are going to call some Monday morning moments with the mayor. And we're going to do this every Monday following a Wednesday Dubois City Council meeting. And the council met this past Wednesday. But before we talk about that, Mr. Mayor, wanted to ask you, what's your assessment at this point of the consolidation process? We're a little more than a month into the consolidated city of Dubois. How's it going?
Well, to be frank with you, the consolidation process went very well. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's always glitches and bumps along the road. But now that we have the seven of us seated and acting as one unified body of the council for the new city, I feel and I truly believe the seven of us feel that we are moving in the correct direction.
Okay. Well, it's great to hear that. And what we're going to do as we get together on these Mondays, Barry, is we're going to talk about the past meeting that City Council had and then the upcoming meeting. And want to kind of ask you, kind of get your feeling for, as we came out of that last Wednesday Dubois City Council meeting, what would you say were kind of the highlights, the main issues that were addressed or that kind of stand out to you?
I think one of the things, and probably the most important thing that came out of the meeting, was the question of finances. And of course, finances will always be top priority in our new city. Mm-hmm. I think Ben and Lisa, the Kaffram Group, our interim managers, answered the question very well. It's not that we don't have money, it's that we are borrowing money from ourselves instead of going, for example, to a local bank and saying, hey, we need a tax anticipation loan. Mm-hmm. And the bank would say, sure, we'll give that to you, except it comes with paying of interest.
Yeah.
And what I like, and I'm especially grateful for Ben and Lisa to point this out, that if we borrow from ourselves, we're not paying that interest. Mm-hmm. So that is a win-win for our new city. And to be quite frank, were we cash flow backward? Yes, because the new city has not collected tax money yet.
All right.
So if you don't collect tax money, then how do you pay for fuel for your trucks? How do you pay our workers? You know, the whole nine yards. So, you know, we are moving in the right direction. Ben and Lisa has put us on a right track. And the people just need to understand we're borrowing money from ourselves.
Right. And money that will be there eventually once the tax revenue starts coming in.
That is correct. We will pay ourselves back. Absolutely. Right. Yes. Yes. That was, I think that is the big takeaway from our meeting last week. Yes.
And I suppose it makes sense then with finances being the big issue. And I think for your upcoming meeting, which will be on Wednesday, February the 18th, I believe.
Yes.
The big issue again revolves around money because that is the date that has been set for approval or disapproval of the new budget for the city.
That is correct. Yes.
So give us kind of a breakdown of that, what you anticipate to happen there.
Well, we did a thorough analysis of our budget. And once again, we have to have money to pay for what is going on within our new city. I've tried to explain to people, if you don't want certain items, if you don't want police, if you don't want fire protection, if you don't want city workers plowing your streets, then we have no choice but to keep our tax base at a minimal rate. Mm-hmm. But everything in our world, much as I hate to say that, is going up. Mm-hmm. Whether it's fuel prices, whether it's wages, whether it's the purchase of vehicles. And in order to stay ahead of that, we had to work very hard at our budget. Once again, Lisa was working her fingers off with input from the council. And I'm not saying it was pretty, but every council person had an opportunity to give their input.
Sure.
And I believe we're to a point now where once this budget, the final talks come up, every council member gets a chance to state their opinions. I truly believe come February 18th, we, the new City of DuBois, will have a budget.
Okay. And of course, it will mean a higher tax millage rate for all of the city's residents. But as was pointed out in that little promo before we started our talk together, you know, Ben Kafferlin pointed out months ago to us that, you know, one of the problems, issues was the fact that neither the city nor the township had raised taxes in quite a while. And so kind of fell behind the eight ball there.
That is correct. And we're just playing catch up right now.
Yeah.
One of the things that I wanted the people to know, and I allowed Ben to use our, when I say our, my wife and myself, our tax bill. Mm-hmm. Anytime it come up, I gave Ben the authority to put my tax bill up and say, this is how it's going to affect Barry and Karen Abbott. Mm-hmm. And at times there were flashes of other people's taxes, but I wanted people to know this is what's going to affect Barry Abbott and his wife on the tax bill.
All right.
So, you know, I just want people to know I'm part of this community, uh-huh. You know, and I'm paying that high tax. And do I like it? No. You know, is it a necessary evil? Taxes, my friend, are a necessary evil in today's world.
Yeah, one of those things that they say is certain, death and taxes, right?
Absolutely.
Always remain absolutely there. So, well, this has been the debut edition, Mr. Mayor, of this Monday Morning Moments with the Mayor. And Barry Abbott, we appreciate your time and willingness to come in and to share with us. And every 2 weeks, we'll do the same thing. We'll take a look back at the prior meeting and see what was accomplished and what we have going forward with the new City of DuBois. And then we'll take a look towards that next upcoming meeting. And we appreciate your willingness to do this. And thank you so much. And I hope that you have a great day and a great week, Barry.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll be glad to come in, answer any questions. If I don't know the answer, I will be the first to tell you, hold on, I'll get it, and I'll have it for you next week. So thank you.
Super. Thank you so much. That is Monday Morning with the Mayor on Connect FM.